I was asked to do. So I consider myself a sympathetic outsider. Obviously, after this conference, I'm a little more of an insider, but certainly prior to now. So I've seen this from the outside, and that's where the basis of my reactions will be. So I'm kind of reacting to the conference as a whole. First, I want to thank the conference organizers, and the whole thing has been really marvelous. I've enjoyed myself tremendously. Lyon is a great place. The university is a great place. I would love to see more universities have this kind of campus rather than lawns. It's been, and the people here and the conversations, I've enjoyed every bit of it. It's been great. So my work comes from looking at teachers' interactions with and learning from curriculum materials. I've written quite a lot around this. There's a couple publications here, and then in the last couple years. So it aligns quite a lot with the phenomena that the documentational approach looks at. And in the last couple years, Birgit and I in particular have been looking at digital materials and trends in the use of digital materials. So that's another overlap. And so I typically like to start by looking at phenomena rather than theory. So I kind of come at it from the other way, and I'll talk more about that later. So my feelings about how the documentational approach is a tremendous contribution to math education. Somebody said earlier, you know, it's really where this things develop out of a conversation. So the documentational approach interrupted, I think, a lot of conversations that were not very productive in terms of looking at how teachers use curriculum materials. So this has made a lot of really important contributions to how we think about teachers' interactions and use of curriculum materials. So it problematizes the relationship between teachers and curriculum resources. It provides nuance to the notion of resources and resource use, and I think earlier Jill Adler was referenced with respect to that. Explores teacher learning. I don't think people had previously really focused on teacher learning as a result of designing with curriculum materials, that teachers are agents in their own learning, and that it connects a design and use, and this is especially prevalent in the era of digital curriculum resources. So those are, I think, enormous contributions to the conversation. And everything that I say from here on should be in light of the fact that this is my starting point. I think it's a powerful theory. It's holistic. It encompasses a lot of different phenomena. And I think it has robust connections to other theories, which will help as the more sort of networking of theories continues, that there's ways of tying and seeing commonalities and differences across theories. I saw some tensions in the theories as we were kind of going through the different, I read the original and some other things and listening to the talks. So one of the tensions that I saw in the theory was in some parts of the theory argue for stability. So operational invariance means that things are, there are some stable aspects. At the same time, the documentational approach is about how teachers learn from and change themselves and the resources that they're using. So there's invariance and movement in the same theory. And that also gets at, in terms of the operational invariance, you have fixed ways of doing things, and then you have new ways of doing things. Structure versus agency is another way of thinking about this. There's overarching structure, but at the same time, teachers have agency to do things. But one of the things that I think I thought about with this is in the US, the agency pieces we have, we in the design process, we expect teachers to do different things with possibly different outcomes. But what we see is when we give them a set of regular materials, it's a pretty predictable thing that happens as a result of that. So there's lots of stability. And I guess in terms of the theory here is sort of navigating those tensions and maybe being more explicit about how those play out. Terminology, I think in any theory, terminology has tensions. You want a need for precision, so you're going to have your own invent and use your own specific terminology. And at the same time, you want the empirical work to inform the emergence of the terminology and what it means and how you define it. The danger if you're using particular words is sometimes the meaning is assumed to be shared but isn't. A way of getting around that is you use plain and detailed language, but that in and of itself has some limitations. So that's the tension. Because when you use plain language, sometimes you bound things too much, whereas a word that could take on potentially many meanings allows for some openness in terms of what that means. And the other thing is that when you take a theory and you start building a layer of terms, and then you build the theory on top of layer of terms, so you get successive layering of terminology and a small group of people developing that, from the outside, sometimes it looks a little cryptic, because if you're not understand the core, the kernel, foundational terminology, it makes the other terminology hard, the whole theory itself hard to understand. So those are some tensions that, as an outside reader, for multiple years, I have struggled a little bit here. But this conference has helped me clarify quite a bit. Another tension I saw in the theory was psychological constructs. Like the idea of invariant is really a kind of a psychological construct versus some of the sociocultural constructs we saw around communities of practice and a lot of references to sociocultural learning. Those two things come from very different perspectives on what it means to learn and act in the world. And I think, again, that the tensions there in the theory need to be more explicitly discussed. They're both very powerful, but I think there's a danger of putting them together and not recognizing that they're talking about things in very different ways. I think the theory is trying to be comprehensive, and that's one of its really powerful aspects. But sometimes when a theory gets really big, it tends to lose some of the power in terms of focusing in on local specific phenomena. And what I see when I'm reading manuscripts written, and not just with this theory, but with others, when theories are really big, people use them to point and label rather than to explain. So that's a danger when you have theories that get overly comprehensive. You can't, and then I think the double bind is a good metaphor for this, because you can't fix this. It's just a tension that will always exist in this theory and every other theory. So in terms of theory building, so as I was thinking about some of the things that I've heard, it reminded me of Vygotsky's how you develop a concept in your mind as you start. There's an interplay between scientific and spontaneous. So you have to have this overarching idea. And so if you take the word instrumental genesis and you say that to somebody, it means absolutely nothing. And you can explain to them by giving a definition, and they might be able to parrot back the definition to you, but it means absolutely nothing. It's not until you're able to ground it in an example in the real world, and this is what Vygotsky's arguing, you ground the example in the real world, does that term start making sense? And it goes back and forth. So then you have this example. Now you go back and say, now the theory makes a little more sense, or the scientific concept. And again, you ground another example. And the more you kind of go back and forth, that's how you develop a really rich understanding of something. I think that the documentational approach has been heavy on that top, and my work is always heavy on the bottom. So I appreciate both the strengths and constraints of being too heavy in one direction. And I think I'll come to some examples in a minute. So theory informs understanding of empirical phenomena, and empirical phenomena provide meaning to the theory. So one of the things that I've noticed, that there is an aspect of a documentational approach that I think some more empirical work would strengthen the theory. And one of the things that I think there's a feeling in the a sense in the documentational approach that teachers always learn from designing with curriculum resources. And I know from my own work, I studied 12 teachers in this one study, and there were 10 that were highly unremarkable. I would have really stretched to use any theory to explain how they were learning and how they were transforming the resources. And I had 2 that were like, yeah, it was very clear. So I'm not sure that this applies to every teacher, and I think we need to be careful in our language of suggesting that it does. And so it has me a couple of questions, is how do conditions impact what teachers learn? And I'll talk about that more in a minute. There it is right there. The intensified work of teachers, sometimes teachers are just, they're so rushed, they're just going to grab stuff and go. And so that's not very thoughtful. And so that's could be considered design work, and I think that happens quite a lot, actually. So I think design is thoughtful and purposeful, but teachers don't often have the time and the resources in their own world to pull that off. So what conditions impact what teachers learn? And then what is the role of teacher characteristics and dispositions? So the two teachers in my study who were very clearly growing and learning and transforming the resources as well, they were highly focused on student thinking. So they had a disposition to focus on that. The teachers who didn't focus on that as much, it was much less remarkable, the change and the transformation of the how they used the resources. Another thing that in the documentational approach, this idea of teacher learning, but so that requires iterations of use. That requires some stability in the context. And in the United States, at least, if I take one teacher and I want to watch them teach the same thing 3 years in a row, it's nearly impossible. And I've tried really hard to do that quite often. And the teacher leaves the job, the teacher's job changes, the curriculum changes, they change grade levels. Am I running out of time? I'm almost done. Anyway, there's stability issues relation to the teacher learning that I think is not always present in context. And in the digital era, with this proliferation and evolution of resources, I think that's even going to be more difficult. I've seen some ongoing methodological work, which you know about. I think hopefully there will be some, especially in terms of data generation, I think that's impressive. And the analytic methods, I think, are developing as well. The last thing I would say is, and this is program 11 or whatever, if you want to think of it that way, is taking the descriptions of all the things that you're producing, the documentation, usage scheme, resources, and then tying them to perhaps the opportunities students have to learn. So you get these great descriptions and data of what teachers are doing, but then tying it to an instructional outcome. And that, sorry if I went over.
So bonjour, madame, monsieur. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And boa tarde, senhoras e senhores. I have great pleasure and honor to share with this community my experience during the conference resources. What I propose is give to you a younger researcher's perspective as a start point to a deeper reflection about this conference. This perspective observes the conference in different ways. I mean, my perspective, okay? Not very organized, maybe without a coherence, maybe a limited perspective. Maybe it's expected for beginners in this huge university of concepts. Theories, methodology, terms, but at the same time, it's just a perspective of someone who desires to learn, to understand the context, my context, to share my experience in order to act in it. This perspective also uses resources to represent it. This conference gave us the opportunity to go back to the past in order to revisit our main concept resource. Thanks, Ken Ruven, Christine Proust, for sharing with us your reflections and dedicated studies on the teacher's work in different past areas. Your perspectives allow us to regard the work with resources and the construction of the resource system as a fundamental activity of and for the human beings. Not so far away, Ghislaine de Itluktrouche brings to the fore the problematic and issues around the development of the internet, the evidence of the digital resources, the emergence of new forms of teachers' collective work, new developments in certainty for teaching in learning of mathematics. These upheavals have given rise to new theoretical needs. How to analyze teachers' work when they prepare for their teaching, how to conceptualize the relationships between individual and collective work, how to follow the related process over the long term. 10 years ago, these theoretical and practical needs led to propose of a new frame, the documentational approach to didactics in the fields of the mathematics education. Thanks, Glenn Gedeu, for your talk about the emergence of this perspective dedicated to study teachers' documentational work. You really brought us the feeling of conceiving and developing a theoretical approach, the visited resources, the initial questions, theoretical articulations, methodological and theoretical evolutions that have been happening over time. Thanks also for the not solid aspects. As you emphasize, the documentational, Ghislaine and Luc, aujourd'hui, as you emphasize, the documentational approach in didactics is still in progress and in a continuous process of maturation concerning his terms, cultural boundaries, methodological steps. Thanks for talking to us about this question. Thanks also, Michel Latic, for your consideration as a standing researcher in this domain of didactics of mathematics, and for sharing your knowledge and conceptions about resources in a theoretical perspective. Thanks, Janine Remlard, Takshi Miyakawa, Bian Shu, for sharing different perspectives of use of resources by teachers in their collectives. Thank you, Luc Trouche, for considering and recognize the younger researchers' ideas as one of your source of inspirations. Thanks for the opportunity of to be part of this process. Your talk today inspired us to develop new perspectives, but also to improve our ideas, try to refine them in accordance with what we really believed. Considering what we have been developed in these last days, and out, no, resources. So resources for understanding resources, resources for understand teachers' work with resources and their documents, resources for communicate documentational approach to didactics, resources for source our researchers. So a new resource to come for keeping alive the results of this conference. Thanks for that. I love this picture because, we can see a double sense. In the first sense, it's the teacher, crazy teacher with your resources. And now this teacher is me. Maybe it's some of you with a lot of resources, a lot of terms, a lot of ideas. And so this is a kind of dynamic movement of to study, to learn, and to understand the context that I have been talked to. So in these days, certainly more questions were introduced, new concepts, new ideas, new doubts emerged from and through our exchanges. During the lectures, during the working groups, in and out of the NS. Some words to express my feelings about this conference. Exchange as sources. Thanks, Jean-Pierre Rabatel, for your privilege conceive of a representation for this possibility previously. Okay. I'd like to remember all of you how we were great in our exchanges. We exchanged our culture, our language, our experience, our context of research, our interests, our problematics. How many people from different countries crossing frontiers, barriers, not only geographical ones, but barriers of the language and personal barriers. Congratulations for all of you who cross your barriers in order to be here, in order to be and to communicate your ideas. As experimented teachers or young researchers, beginners or not, in the study of the documentational approach to didactics, thank you everybody for doing this beautiful work. Yes, so these exchanges also allow us rethink ourselves, our conceptions, and our tools. So let's to do like an exercise right now. Let's enjoy the lens of the artists. Thanks, Mohammed, Koda, and Pierre Benet. Are you ready? The first one is that. Okay. The next one. Consider other lands, other views, other concepts, other methods. As much we consider others' perspectives, better we understand our own perspective. So let's enjoy a little more. No, and I didn't finish. Thank you. Thank you for that. I have two more pictures that I'd like to share with you my feeling, okay? Okay. Yes, I find my words. I found my. Each research has your own perspective and lens. Sometimes difficult to share or to be understandable. As do the artists, researchers must have an imaginative will in order to express their deeper ideas. But what moves us? Yes, certainly a theme in common. The teachers work with their resources. Which one of us has a particular interest, but also a collective desire of finding answers for our main questions? But more than this, I think so. Why understand this work and why spread this knowledge? What we tend to do? It's painful, but I can say that I believe in education. I believe in the teacher work. I believe in the research. I believe in my research as a way to promote change in my country. Os portugueses, os brasileiros, me entenderam ou querem que eu fale em português? Tá aqui, né? So just to finish, I would like to thank, okay, the scientific committee, local organization committee. I'd like to thank for all of you that I have the opportunity to integrate, to talk directly or indirectly. So. Thanks for the whole dedication in order to offer us their best. Thanks, L'École Normale Supérieure, Le Fay, for its pleasant and convivial spaces. Thanks, Professor Luc Trouche, our chair, our source of inspiration, but also our friend. Thank you so much, and congratulations for all the participants of this conference. I finish.